Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Today, we're going to be learning about using WordPress for your business.
And I'm really excited today because we've got us a real live WordPress expert. Paul Taubman has been doing this for a number of years, and he's got some training courses and stuff like that. So, Paul, welcome. And I'd like to ask you a quick question. Can you introduce yourself and tell us how you got into WordPress and training and stuff like that?
Sure, Brian. First, thanks for having me here. This is great. I love what you're doing with your experts, and I've listened to some of them, and I think you're doing a really good thing. So keep it up, man.
Thanks, bud.
Sure. So how did I get started? Well, once upon a time, I was, you know, when the internet started to get big back in the late 80s, early 90s, I thought it was time to learn about that. I'm technical by nature. I had a technical background, went to college for all that kind of stuff. But, you know, back then, we didn't have any of the internet stuff. It was just kind of starting. So I actually started to learn how to build websites using HTML and, you know, the big old fashioned tool called Notepad, and just started coding websites by hand. And I kind of got good at that, and then worked on sites using programs like Dreamweaver and, you know, the big kind of things. But at that point, I was simply just using the websites as kind of brochureware, and clients and people that I build them for, they just wanted a presence on the internet because that's really what it was at that point. Well, in the early 2000s, when e-commerce started to be the big buzzword and everybody wanted to, you know, market online and internet marketing and these things came up, I thought, you know what, I should look into this. So there was actually a course early on that I took that talked about building a website and marketing online. So, of course, when they were teaching it, this was back when WordPress was earlier versions, I thought, I don't need WordPress. What do I need that for? I am a true developer. I'm technical. I can build the sites myself. I'm just going to take this course and learn all the marketing aspects of it and how that works and how to promote and build lists and traffic and all those kind of things, because I was, again, I was just technical in nature. So I took the course. It was a 6-month course, and I learned quite a bit, ignored everything they said about this WordPress stuff because, again, you know, my ego is up there. I'm saying, I don't need that. Well, one of the nice things about the course is you could retake it at any point. So I thought, you know what, I'm in a different place now. I know a lot about the internet marketing stuff. I'm sure when they say other things, I'll pick up and I'll learn more from it. So I registered again to take the course. And something inside me said, you know what, you paid a lot of money for this course, even though I could take it a second time. They're the experts. Why don't I listen to what they have to say and just, you know, try this WordPress thing out? Well, once I did that and I learned it and I watched it, I thought, holy smokes, this is great. Because one of the things I did not like to do as a developer was get those requests from clients to say, can you please change my page? I want to change my hours on Saturday. You know, I don't want to sleep in late, so I don't want to open up at 9 a.m. I want to open up at 11 a.m. And invariably, we'd always go back and forth. The typical, you know, this was the time when the term, remember, webmaster?
Mm-hmm.
Right. This was the time when people would say, oh, I have to email my webmaster and have them change something. And we would invariably go back and forth. And, you know, what they would say isn't exactly what they meant. And I wouldn't misinterpret. So even little changes on copy would get lost somehow. So when I saw how WordPress was really easy, number one, to install and use. And then number two, that people without any technical skills can go in and change a page or make a page or change the content very easily, I thought, this is it. And from that point on, I actually converted all my clients at the time over to WordPress. And I would say primarily 98% of the work that I do now is in WordPress.
Awesome. Hey, you know, you brought up a really great point because years ago, I owned this commercial recording studio and I had, you know, $250,000 worth of gear. And I was doing, you know, all these projects for people, and I had 5 employees and stuff like that. And today you can get a recording studio for $10 on an app on a phone. You know, it's really changed. And when you were talking about doing all the coding and stuff like that, I mean, I was in the same boat. I actually worked for corporations as a webmaster. And back then, you know, they used to pay people almost $100,000 to be a webmaster. And today it's so simple for all of us to create these really killer websites and really fast. So tell me a little bit about why people would want to use WordPress, because not everybody knows exactly what it is.
Okay. So let me start out by explaining what it is. WordPress is just software that you put on a computer that will give you a website. So there are different ways that you can have a website. You know, WordPress is one of them. There are programs and software like Joomla or Drupal or even HTML all will make a site for you using that technology or that platform. The reason why WordPress is such an amazing platform to use is, as I said, number one, it's easy to use. You know, I tell people if they can write an email or use a word processor like Microsoft Word, once a site is up, they can manage it and live happily ever after. Now, if you want to take it a little bit to the next step, there is a little bit of technical stuff you need to know in order to create your own WordPress website, but it's still much, much easier than, you know, the old days of building a website. WordPress, I read a statistic yesterday that WordPress is now running 23% of the internet, meaning 23% of all the websites are WordPress. I'm not sure that's entirely, you know, how they measure that for sure, but I know that there are definitely lots of sites out there that are running WordPress. So number one, it's very, very popular. It's designed for Google love, for Google juice. Google likes the way that WordPress is designed. So when Google comes to a website, it knows where things are. And WordPress has been technically designed to help Google get the information it needs so that it can index you. So what this means is if you take two websites, you build the exact same looking websites, one in WordPress and the other in something like HTML. And if you went to each site, you couldn't tell the difference. That's how similar I'm saying you would want to make them. Well, just doing nothing else, the site that was built in WordPress will rank higher in Google, which means people will find that WordPress site a lot easier than if they were looking for the site, same exact content-driven site written in HTML.
So just that fact alone, I'm sold, because I mean, that's what you want, is you want to get found on the internet. That's the whole purpose of putting up a website. Who puts up a website that doesn't want to get found, right? That's crazy. So explain to us a little bit about the difference between free websites and ones that you have to get installed, let's say, with a web hosting company or something like that.
All right, so by free websites, I'm going to assume you mean things like WordPress.com and Wix and like web, you know, these places where you can just enter your username, create a password, and boom, now you have an account, you can build your own website.
Exactly.
Because let me mention this, the WordPress software that we're talking about, when I build a site, that's free software. You don't have to pay for that, which is a great thing. But one of the common mistakes that people make is between WordPress.com and WordPress.org. So the difference between those and why you don't want to use a completely free website service versus self-hosting where you have to pay for hosting and all is a great analogy that I like to use with houses. When you go and you rent a house, right, you have to listen to the landlord. You have to follow the landlord's rules. I mean, that's, you're a renter. You can't just, you know, tear down a garage and build a new one if you want, or take out a wall and make two rooms into one master room. Sometimes even if you want to just paint the room's color, you have to get permission. So the trade-off is when you go for completely free, you're paying by somebody else's rules. And generally speaking, especially for WordPress.com, one of those rules is you are not allowed to make money from it. You cannot do things like affiliate marketing or sell other people's products. The flip side of that is when you buy your own house, when you pay money and buy the house, you are the owner. You could do whatever you want. You could take down that garage. You can add a new bathroom. You don't have to ask anybody unless you're married and then you talk to your partner, right? But you still need to, you can do whatever you want because you're the owner and you are paying for it. So when somebody has their own website, when they go out and they get hosting and they get their own website name, their domain name, they can do whatever they want. And it gives you a lot more freedom. And nobody is just going to shut you down without a notice or, you know, just boom, you're dead in the water with some of these other freebies. If they ever go out of business, or even if they just think that you violated their terms of service. So you got to be careful with those free sites. Plus, some of them, they will pop up advertisements and things that you don't even know you're going to be getting on there. I mean, I've seen some cases where somebody built a free website in a niche, let's call it, telephone equipment sales. Well, because it was a free site, the company that was running it for them would put advertisements on it. Well, the ads that showed up on this person's site were competition's ads. So in effect, they would drive traffic to their website, they would see an ad, and they go over the competition. That's really not the best business model. I don't know, in my opinion, at least.
I agree with you 110% there. Yeah, that's great. So, Paul, what are some of the most common mistakes that you see people making after they've installed their WordPress system and they've got it up and running and their website's live? What kind of mistakes do people make?
All right. The first mistake, I'm actually going to back up half a step in your process. The first step is when they install WordPress themselves, they take the easy way out. A lot of hosting companies will give you the one click or the easy install option, and they click a button and boom, their site is up and running and they're happy because now they have their presence on the web and they go and they develop the content, they put the images on, they do everything, and you know, they scream from the top of the mountain, I'm ready. And what they've missed is a crucial part, or to your, you know, what you're saying, the mistake they made is there is no security on that website. Security is a big part. You know, people say you can open up, you know, a browser and search for WordPress vulnerability or hacked and see all kinds of stories. And people say that WordPress is not secure. And that's not true. WordPress is very secure if you apply the right security measures to it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't say that a neighborhood is not safe when people don't lock their doors, right? You got to lock the doors in order to make your house safe. The next common mistake I would say is really nothing, technical from a design or developer standpoint, but the biggest mistake I see people do is they spend weeks trying to pick out the right theme. I got to find the perfect theme, Brian. I can't make my site live until I got it just right. And people basically do nothing. I'm going to tell you this. People don't come to your site because they like the theme. That might hold them there the very first time they land on your site for 3 to 5 seconds. But what people come to your website for is the content. So spend your time working on and supplying good quality content, and that's going to help a lot more than I got to get the perfect shade of blue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that is where people get stuck. And that's kind of crazy in my sense. What you should do is get the site up, and then if you want to change it later, one of the beauties about WordPress is you can. Now, that doesn't mean you can have the theme of the week, because that's just going to confuse people. But, you know, pick a theme and go with it, right? Make a decision and move on.
So one other thing that I know that you have is you have a system that helps people better understand a lot of these details. Can you talk us through that?
Sure. One of the things that I do is I get together on a regular basis with folks and simply let them ask questions. I call it open mic night, right? Where they come with any question they have about WordPress or about their online business, or for example, driving traffic and list building, or anything that has to do with their website, and answer questions. Because I found that, you know, what a lot of people did before this is they would go online and search Google and find out, you know, how do I customize my theme to do this? Or how do I add a plugin that will do that? And invariably, they spend hours and hours searching the internet, finding things that are almost that, right? It's this is exactly what I want, except for. And it's those little nuances that get them in trouble. So I thought, you know what, let's just get together and answer questions. So people submit questions either in advance or even live on the call, and they can actually see what I'm doing. So I'm demonstrating exactly step by step what needs to be done. And, you know, it works out for everybody. It's great.
That's totally cool. I think that'd be a huge help to a lot of people. So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to contact you, Paul?
Best way they can get in touch with me is go to my website, ineedhelpwithwordpress.com. It's a long name, but very descriptive. So go to ineedhelpwithwordpress.com, and there's a contact us page, and just fill out the information, get in touch with me.
Outstanding. Well, thanks again, man, for joining us. This great stuff, and it's a pleasure speaking with you today.
A pleasure all mine. Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.